This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Well, rain came to southeastern Arizona, and it sprinkled and drizzled off and on in the desert grassland that surrounds our home near the banks of the Ojolote. It just goes to show, I said to a dear friend, that if you whine and complain enough, you'll get what you want. Sort of an Anglo rain dance, you know, walk around with your head hung low and kick dry earth and say, oh, I sure wish it rained. Why doesn't it rain, you know? Well, of course, I mean, none of that works. And we are at the mercy of wonderful, fickle weather systems that scientists and computers can predict but really have no control over at all. Anywho, yahoo for moisture arriving to our shared, you and me, our shared semi-arid ecosystems. Fall rain is glorious. Boy, you know, this is the year of cottontail rabbits around our place. And actually, all the places I visit, you know, near our home. So across the valley at my job, there are numerous cottontails. And recently, when visiting Rodeo, New Mexico, on the eastern side of the Chiricahua Mountains, the numerous cottontails were a topic of discussion. Some years it seems like you rarely see a cottontail rabbit, but this year, look out, they are everywhere. Our dogs Choo-Choo and Farley are delighted and joy. They just so enjoy chasing the speedy, zigzag-running little rascals. The dogs don't chase the black-tailed jackrabbits at all. They did when they were young, when they were young dogs. But they realized they could never catch a jackrabbit, and actually, they would never catch a cottontail either, except that cottontails run to burrows. They hole up. And for two dogs that love to dig, well, I mean, what could be better? And cottontails get chased. Cottontails, by the way, they don't dig burrows. They use the holes and burrows of other critters to hide, like they do from our dogs, or maybe hang out on occasion. But their lives are above the soil. Shallow bowls dug, you know, scratched out under shrubs or tall forms. Those little bowls are called forms. And that's where they hide. And when they're not out foraging, like at dawn during the night, and, you know, they're crepuscular, so dawn, dusk during the night. And they're eating grasses and forbs and, of course, all the favorite plants in your yard. Somewhere in my gray matter, I remember that population increases can be caused by good winter rains that in turn supply winter greens for the bunnies, you know, so, let's eat, let's breed, let's have offspring. And offspring, by the way, are ready to breed by 2 months of age. And yikes, 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 they breed like rabbits, cottontails everywhere. Desert cottontails have the scientific name Sylvilegus audubonii. You could say Sylvilegus, but I like the way you could say the two Latinized names. Sylvilegus means a forest, legus, rabbit. Audubonii, of course, is after John James, Jean-Jacques Audubon, yeah, JJ to his friends. They are in the family Leporidae. And I vaguely remember this from a favorite class in my short-lived college career, the favorite class being mammalogy. So jackrabbits and cottontails are in the same family. And I remember that jackrabbits are hares, H-A-R-E-S, and cottontails are rabbits. You know, hares give birth to hairy, okay, little pun, young, hairy young, that are ready to follow mom around a few hours after birth. They're very precocious offspring. Cottontails give birth to blind, naked youngsters. I'm not making it up. So, and then they need to be nursed and taken care of for about 10 days. And a week later, maybe they leave this little nest that their mom created, a little hidden bowl under a shrub or by a grass. And a couple weeks after that, the females and the males, they're all ready to breed. Ay, ay, ay. And, you know, that's good news. That's good news for everyone that likes to eat cottontails. So hawks and owls and foxes and coyotes and bobcats. I mean, name a favorite predator, and it eats cottontails. I came across a marvelous line. I've been reading Mary Austin's Land of Little Rain, and she wrote, "Rabbits are foolish people and appear to have no reason for existence but to furnish meals for meat eaters." You know, and if you'd like to include yourself in the predator list, you get yourself a little honey license, and you're allowed 10 bunnies a day all year long. Up in the hills where I chase whitetails, you might come across the eastern cottontail. Up in northern Arizona, you come across the mountain cottontail around you and me, my friends, in the Sonoran Desert, the Chihuahuan scrub, and the grassland. It is the marvelous little mammal, the desert cottontail, that reminds us the desert is diverse and it's full of life. And my friends, the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.